On Mondays, we read from your emails, and just a week ago, we talked about the then rumor that Ken Jennings would end his record-breaking run as the champion on the TV game show Jeopardy, and many of you wrote in to say you were sorry to hear about it. Christopher Gale of Ann Arbor, Michigan, said, "I think he's incredibly intelligent and has earned every penny. My wife and I have taken to calling Jeopardy the Ken Jennings Show and look forward to the day that he takes over for host Alex Trebek." Not everyone was surprised by the rumor reports, though. Larry Zanny of Kaiserslautern, Germany, wrote to say that Ken Jennings indeed lost today. He continues, "I know this because AFN Europe airs each episode you can see back in the U.S. several hours earlier here in Germany." And while Jennings may be a formidable competitor when it comes to trivia, John Washburn of Des Moines, Iowa, envisions an even more difficult lineup. "Ken is not my nightmare," he writes. Instead, he says his nightmare is being up against former Talk of the Nation host Ray Suarez and, well, myself. The categories? Living in Chicago, growing up in New York, sly grins, Iraq hospitality, AAA baseball, life without driving, telephone skills, and a bunch of other unfair topics that come off your resumes and majors. Well, as flattering as all that is, I am not the Jeopardy champion. Joining us now by phone from California is the $2.5 million winner, Ken Jennings. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks, Neil. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, when you lost on the program, this had been taped, well in advance of its broadcast here in the States. How did you keep it secret?
It had been taped nearly 3 months in advance. By that time, I was very good at keeping secrets. During the whole Jeopardy experience, I felt like I was living a bit of a double life. I would, you know, be secretly flying out to L.A. to tape new shows, you know, hoping that none of my coworkers would notice the absence and figure out what was going on. Jeopardy tries very hard to keep their secrets.
Here's an email I want to read. This is from Dals Latham from Oklahoma City. He said he figured out your methods. "Dear TOTN, Ken Jennings is no fluke," he wrote. "His vast knowledge is real. He's a voracious reader, and his speed on the button is easily explained. He simply speed reads the question and times the button." So, is he right?
That is pretty much true. Your listener is very perceptive. If you have to read the clue faster than Alex does, so that by the time he gets done, you're already poised on the button and ready to go. That's a big part of the timing.
And I've always wondered, did you get the checks day by day, or at the end, did you get one big one?
You picture some guy with a briefcase full of 20s standing just off stage. No, Jeopardy pays it in one lump sum. In my case, my show spanned 2 seasons, so I've already been paid for the shows that aired before the season hiatus.
But it gives you a good reason to keep the secrecy, too.
That's right. They keep you under their thumb a bit.
What's next for you?
I'm sort of working on a lot of different projects. I've sort of taken a leave of absence from my day job as a programmer because I'm writing a book for Random House about Jeopardy and trivia. I've got a trivia board game coming out from University Games. Doing a bit of commercial endorsement, Microsoft Encarta, a product I really like. You've probably heard the H&R Block stuff. Since I misidentified their company on the last show, they've offered me free financial services to make sure I never make that mistake again. So I'm going to be kept pretty busy, I think.
Did you tune in to watch yourself lose?
I actually didn't. For one thing, I was on Letterman that night, but also I just didn't want to see it again. It's not like it was traumatic or anything, but I'd been seeing the clips all day long, so...
Well, congratulations again. It was a great run.
Thanks so much for watching.
Ken Jennings is software engineer on leave and a Jeopardy champion, formerly. He spoke with us by phone from California.
Neil Conan's wardrobe provided by Speedo. You can send questions or comments to Talk of the Nation, care of TOTN at NPR.org. Make sure all of your answers are in the form of a question. And please tell us where you're writing from and give us suggestions on how to pronounce your name.
It's a little chilly today here in Studio 3A. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.